So, hi, I'm Robert.
I'm Jaron.
And we're talking about The Gray, which was formerly known as Liam Neeson Wolf Punchers. Wolf Puncher or
Wolf
Liam
Puncher
Neeson's
Liam Neeson
Punches Wolves.
The new iPhone game, Wolf Puncher with Liam Neeson. Punch wolves in the face.
Press A.
That's true. Press A to punch wolf in the face.
Yeah. Actually, this does sort of feel like something that would make a good video game. I mean, survival. Basically, survival horror. I mean.
Yeah. I was pretty impressed. They managed to, they managed to, kind of cut away a bit from some of the more gruesome bits without it feeling any less gruesome. Like, it's still very much like a very, very, you know, some very gruesome deaths in this movie, but like they don't always, like, it's not like they have to, like, just like straight shot of the gore, and like they just sit there and make you stare at it. You know, they kind of do the artsy off camera type thing sometimes.
Yeah.
But there are some moments where it does get particularly painful.
Definitely.
So, yeah. I wonder if the, post-credits tag was a, some type of, like, consolation to kind of, because he decided to cut it before the actual punching of said wolf.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of, for those people, but you'd think they would have, yeah, you'd think there would have been something out somewhere, like, hey, there's a post, but then again, I guess we did see it rather quickly when it came out, so.
Would you recommend seeing The Gray?
Yes.
Or what type of people would you recommend see it?
Anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
Bring them all home.
All ages?
All ages, they need to know. It's definitely kind of like your dad's sort of like action survival movie. You know what I mean? Like, it definitely feels like the kind of movie that the dad would be like, I totally want to go see Liam Neeson punch wolves in the face. Because my dad totally talks like that.
Yeah.
But, it's not necessarily, it's got some stuff a little bit deeper going on in it too. That just about anybody could get involved with. It is kind of gruesome, so yeah, you don't want to bring the little ones to go see The Gray, but I definitely think people should go out and see it.
Yeah, there's some strong acting from Neeson. He's clearly channeling his real-life stuff into this role, and I think they rewrote some of it deliberately for him once he came on.
Yeah, because in the bits of his inner monologue, there's almost no way to not think about, you know, not think of him, you know, talking to his like real life dead wife.
Yeah,
you know, like that, like
who died on a snowy mountain.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no way that you can take those two apart from each other unless for some reason you just didn't know that had happened. But yeah, just some very, 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 you know, strong, believable stuff there. That whole opening bit, in fact, could be
5-minute narration sequence,
which could be, if it was any other situation, and you know, possibly, you know, another actor, that 5 minutes would have came off really cheesy and like unneeded. You know what I mean? But because of...
Like, say, in The Descendants?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But because it... But because Liam Neeson comes across so sincere when he's doing it, it just works right into the movie, and it actually kind of puts us in the right mood, or the right mindset with the movie. Considering at its heart, it's basically just kind of a survival action movie, you know.
I liked it. I knew what it was coming in, that it wasn't, say, the all-out action that the advertising is sort of promised.
Liam Neeson is Wolf Puncher.
Yeah. And it's again, it's still hard to articulate at this point. I think maybe the next time I see it, which I'm sure I will want to at least see that tag. So I don't know if it's going to be in theaters or if I'm going to wait till DVD or whatever.
I think that's why I wasn't too upset when I heard about the tag, because I'm like, you know, if we get a chance to go watch this again, I'm certainly going to want to see it. So,
but in something where it hits all the right places, but it didn't connect necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, in theory, this is something I would absolutely love. You know, I like Liam Neeson a lot. The idea of him being stranded out in the wilderness and and doing that and being survivalist and you know, and versus wolves and all that.
And the details are, like, down to, like, ridiculous levels of being out trapped in that kind of environment.
It's fairly realistic, yeah. But, I don't know, for whatever reason, I wasn't quite as into it as I think I should have been. Some of that is I didn't buy into or care about any of the other characters but Neeson.
They're
not very nuanced, they're not very developed. I mean, they do a little bit towards the end there, like, say, with the guy ways, there's the little girl story.
Yeah.
It's very quick. It's a little nuanced.
Until we get to near the end, I didn't even know who any of their character names were.
No. They don't really they toss them off early when they're in the plane.
Yeah.
And then I think they say them, like, one more time just a little bit after they crash, but I didn't catch them until...
Yeah, but definitely, certainly, I definitely agree that without Neeson's, you know, like, really strong performance, you know, driving everything, you would have, you know, like, pretty much no reason to have any stock in what anybody's doing. Your stock in the other characters is almost just stock in wanting him to be able to get everybody out, you know, for his own sake, you know.
It's beautifully shot. I mean, wherever they went out to, it looks very good.
I want to say it was, like, Northern Canada is where they shot it.
The wolves were okay. I mean, they did... I think the budget was, like, $30 million, something like that, which is decent-sized, so they could have, I guess, afforded to show more wolves than they did, but I'm glad that they did sort of hit and run with the wolf attacks.
Yeah. And actually... You know, I'm sure that, you know, that hit and run thing was kind of them erring on the side of, well, let's not show them just for the sake of not getting too stupid with the CG. But I kind of liked it. It kind of fit with the movie theme wise too, because it wasn't necessarily, you know, after a while, it wasn't necessarily just kind of like a balls out action movie. It really was. It was the same thing I had with the plane crash. You know, most plane crashes you watch in a movie, and they're really kind of, like, just straightforward shot, and you see everything happen. They really kind of went out of their way to make it almost feel like you were a part of it. And the wolf attacks feel sort of similar in that sense, where they're all really quick-cut jerk shots, where you can't really see what's going on. You know, and I mean, like, it's all... sometimes it's, like, white-out conditions with the snow and stuff like that. So, I mean, it kind of... fit thematically with the movie in the sense that in the incident you're not really going to completely know what's going on anyway, so it kind of fit. So I don't know, I guess that whole thing kind of worked for me, but
I would recommend seeing it. Even though it didn't necessarily connect with me, it's something that I think people would appreciate. At least if they go in knowing what is, straight off.
Yep.
We also saw this at a different location than we usually go to. It's not a new location, but it's one we haven't been to before. It's the Northwood Cinema Grill in Fort Wayne, which is in Northwood Plaza, a little bit, couple miles down from IPFW.
Not too far off the main strip.
It's a restaurant / movie theater. What would you have anything to say about it?
It was a nice change of pace, from just, you know, going to the standard theater and eating the standard popcorn and having the standard movie experience. If you're inclined to talk during movies, like, not necessarily, like, you know, like regular volume, but just kind of, like, chatting quietly amongst yourselves, like I sort of am, I have to kind of fight that usually when I'm in... when I'm in a theater of people, but this place kind of, the atmosphere kind of, it's a little bit more conducive to that.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, you're eating, and, you know, it's kind of like talking over dinner or lunch or whatever, you know, so, and everybody's spaced out a lot more, so it's not like you're interrupting anybody or anything like that. It was a nice movie experience. The food is a touch expensive, but no more expensive than your average movie like food, you know, is. I mean, I ended up spending like about as much as I would on to go out to eat regularly, and I also got to watch a movie at the same time. So I mean, it's certainly not a bad bargain by any means.
Well, the ticket, it was a 4 o'clock showing, which was a matinee. Ticket was $6. I got a chicken finger basket. I got a couple of green apple Smirnoffs, slushy, and some popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, Smirnoff stuff was nice. Yeah, I like the... As I don't think I've established this in audio format, but... I prefer the fruity stuff or things that disguise the alcohol.
He's a connoisseur of the
fruit. Can't take the straight alcohol usually. So I liked it.
Yeah.
The popcorn was nice and crisp. It wasn't, say, hot, so I think it had been sitting there for a little while because they did have a 1 o'clock showing. But the butter was nice. I mean, it was a little bit better than this. Standard butter substitutes.
Yeah.
I think part of that was because it's smaller amount of popcorn, it's more evenly distributed. Although after a while it did sort of like all these substitute butters that aren't real butter, it sort of gets to an oily taste after a certain amount of consumption, which real butter doesn't do as much. It was nice and crisp though. Chicken finger basket came with a ton of fries. I mean, the entire basket was, you know, it was basically full to the top with fries, and then they laid 4 chicken fingers on top.
Yeah.
And chicken fingers are standard frozen chicken fingers that you would get from, you know, most restaurants or, well, not most restaurants, but you'll see them in, say, like bars or something, those type of prepackaged chicken fingers with a sort of, I don't know, Florida shape.
Yeah.
Going on.
My burger was the same way, too. It was a...
What do you get?
A mushroom Swiss burger. I mean, it wasn't bad by any means, but it was kind of like standard bar fare, you know, kind of prepackaged patties, just kind of... But, I mean, it wasn't necessarily bad, either. And like I said, if you were eating it in any other setting, it would have been... about the same price anywhere else, and like I said, I got to enjoy a movie at the same time. But so I mean, like that's kind of you kind of pay for the ambiance, I suppose.
Yeah, I would also say while the slushy was nice, you know, standard cherry slushy, it came in a small cup. And the price was like $2.75, and for the same amount, you could get a soda, which comes in a big cup.
Yep.
Even though I'm fairly certain the slushie would probably cost less than the soda.
Probably, but it's a specialty item, so they charge more for it.
Yeah, so, you know what? Just skip the slushies and go to the soda or the beer or whatever.
Yep.
Their menu is online. I believe it's northwoodcinemagrill.com. Or if you just search for Northwood Cinema Grill, you'll find it. It's worth checking out, especially if you're in the Fort Wayne area, I think, and you want to change of pace.
Yeah, it's a nice compromise.
Or if you want to combine, say, the dinner and the movie.
Exactly. It's kind of a nice compromise to the going out to eat and then going to the movie, you kind of get to enjoy it at the same time.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, it was a nice experience and I kind of liked it, you know.
I think that's all I have to say. Do you have anything?
Nope, but that's it.
All right, that's what we really thought about The Gray and the Northwood Cinema Grill. Please, you know, recommend this podcast to people. If you have any comments, we have a Facebook page. We also have a website, the Wallace Group. The address for that is wawaseegroup.blogspot.com. That's wawaseegroup.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening.